And I think that just that flicked a switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you. Watch this.
You're listening to Jim and Them, episode 840, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I am in a room with my own personal newfound glory cover band. On bass, filling in for Ian, Mr. James!
I'm James. I'm Numbers Man. I'm Hugo's biggest fan. I'm also King James. Happy to be here, guys. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. A man of few words. That's why he's on the bass. Of course, on guitar, my own personal Chad, Mr. Jed Murphy.
Oh, my God. I'm a man of few political opinions. I have three political opinions.
What are they?
You gotta get Sam Brown off my YouTube. I'm tired of looking at this guy.
We're glad that in November. The election being over for that.
Oh my God. This guy hates abortion so much his face exploded. Am I right? Jesus Christ. We should storm the Capitol when we win, like college football style. That'd be fun every year. That's how you unite the parties. In there, get the field goal post, pulling them out. Sam Brown's in there, like, throw him off a windmill. And third, gay Trump will heal the country. My new impression, gay Trump.
Okay.
I'm gay. Got 4 years of that. So that's it.
Thank you so much. clearly, in this analogy, I am Cyrus the drummer. And of course, our lead singer filling in for Jordan, Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. You are tuned back into Jim and Them. You're not watching the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight. This goddamn fourth round already? 2 minute rounds? Only eight rounds?
Stinkaroo.
What happened? So this is what? This is going to go the distance and they could both be like, hey, Jake Paul went the distance with Tyson, and Tyson can be like, hey, I was 58 years old and I went the distance.
Yeah, it's going to be Jake Paul the win because he lands more punches.
Well, that's the thing all along. If Jake Paul wins, but he beat an old Tyson. If Tyson wins, boy, he's Mike Tyson.
Yes.
It's always going to be some version of that no matter what.
I feel like it's the Kobayashi Maru.
It is the Kobayashi Maru.
I feel like if Jake Paul loses, that is bad for Jake Paul.
Yeah, kind of, because he's old, but like you could still just be like, well, it's Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
he's a legend, but you're right.
You could also play it off. You could go the humble arc, and then you could stop being a badass and be like, you know, I learned a lot from getting
I was in the ring with a legend. It's just a humbling experience all along.
You think Jake Paul's going to do that?
No way.
That would be the smartest angle. Then he could be people be like, you know what? I came around on Jake Paul. He really got humbled.
That's true. Once Logan Paul started putting on fucking banger after banger in WWE, now I like him.
Yeah.
It really is super easy to make people change their mind.
But I mean, we'll keep an eye. We'll keep you posted on what's going on in the fight. What we need to talk about, this a gift... I mean, Christmas is early. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not even that early because it's still technically Christmas season.
Yeah, baby.
But Ooh. Mere hours before we...
Is that just what every part two is now? Every part one is the same thing and every part two is the same? Is that who we are?
If the news keeps coming, like the news keeps coming.
Oh, it's
because
long.
Because mere hours before we turned on these microphones, the Costco guys dropped their song, Jingle Boom... And we were like, we can't listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to wait for the show.
Yeah. I'm turning off all social media. Yeah. No spoilers.
We did see that they were wearing holiday themed sweatshirts and got pretty excited.
Yeah, we might be
nothing Rizzler related, but
no Rizzler holiday sweatshirt yet. No Rizzler as the baby Jesus yet, like I'm wanting.
Well, days ago I was like, I saw I saw them in a sweater, and then you were immediately like, I'm on it. Let's see.
Yeah. Cause yeah, we might we might have to get those. I mean, we tend to do Christmas cards.
Yeah, we do a Christmas card.
So
every year.
We might have a new Christmas card with the goddamn Jingle Boom or whatever these sweaters are.
They need to do a West Coast tour. Come here where we can meet them.
Yes, they would love us.
We would have so much fun.
But let's check in. We're coming in fresh. We're hearing this the same as you. Unless you've been cranking it, not your cock, but the song.
I was about to say, Jim, yeah. How did you know? I'm always cranking it.
Unless you've been cranking this jam before to get ready for the show, let's take a look here.
World premiere.
Bring the boom, bring the boom, bring it all the way.
Wait.
I don't know what I was expecting.
Wait.
I don't know what I was expecting. Oh, well, everybody shut up.
Everybody calm down.
Calm down. Everybody settle down.
We're in a fucking ditch.
I don't know. I guess I thought they were going to be rapping.
I thought it was going to be an original song.
I thought they were
going to
be rapping, too.
I didn't know.
Well, this could be just the intro.
This could be our 808s and Heartbreak, though. Wouldn't you remember the first time you heard 808s and Heartbreak? You're like, what the hell is this?
But it's just Jingle Bells.
It might not be just Jingle Bells.
I heard RoboCop. I was like, what the damn hell is this shit, Kanye?
So bring the boom this holiday. Bring the boom.
Bring the boom.
Listen to the sound.
In the new I added that.
Jeff almost sat a spit day.
Time to light the tree.
Oh, no. The voice changing is happening, actually. He sounds like
Bobby
from King of the Hill.
His voice has an almost inability to like even just project it all, so he's just trying like hell to have any sound.
Months ago, I was like, "Ha, I'm a Costco boy."
Yeah, dude. But I mean, it's gonna be much.
To change the tree.
It's gonna be much sooner, but like easy by this time next year, he's done for.
Time to light the tree.
Holy.
The seven fish.
Bah.
Santa's coming to town.
Bro.
Some of you are getting.
Sounds like Marge Simpson now.
Yeah.
Cause he read the comments. Now you're on the naughty list.
Bring the boom.
Where the fuck is the Rizzler?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Rizzler's not going to be in this part.
No, but that's the problem, Jim, is that what they've done is created a bad scenario. Where whenever the Riddler's not on screen, everybody's asking, hey, where's the Riddler?
But that's a good scenario.
But not for them, because that makes us go, like,
no, because
this song sucks. Where's the Riddler?
But you're forgetting about when the Jingle Boom, the Crew remix comes out and the Riddler's going to be on it.
Fuck. And then I get start fucking walking around my house goose stepping.
Don't worry. Don't even worry.
I am giving Riz. Yes. Whatever that possibly would be.
I mean, sister of Big AJ.
Ashley's getting a lot of playtime.
Yeah, she's getting a ton.
Yeah, they're trying to put her on the song here.
The seven fish. Santa's coming to town.
Oh, there is a message here that I heard when it's for the haters, because Santa's put us on the naughty list because he read the comments, because people are very mean to them in the comments.
Top comment is, Rizzler's not in the video means I'm not watching it.
Some of you are getting missed.
Because he read the comments. Now you're on the naughty list. Bring the boom.
You know what's great, too, with the Rizzler being popular in videos is they don't live by the Rizzler. They live in, like, Boca Raton, and the Rizzler's, like, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So it is, like, a trek. And they probably are all the time asking to go up there to New Jersey, like, hey, we do it. The Rizzler's in school, you know. We can't really have you coming down here and just...
But no, the Rizzler wants to be in the... let's not act like the Rizzler doesn't want to be in the videos.
Yeah. I'm just saying they're hitting the Rizzler up all the time to be like, hey, yeah, it's me.
I really don't think so.
You don't think you think they get called by the Rizzler more than they call the Rizzler?
I think it's a mutual thing. I think but I don't think that they there's probably a Corey element where they don't like they'll love to have the Rizzler on and they don't think the Rizzler's the star though. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you want to take a break after all the gymnastics you had to do to figure out how to answer that
question? No, I'm just
saying,
because it's like a self-awareness thing. I don't think they're going to be like, oh, we need the Rizzler all the time. They definitely want the Rizzler, but they're not going to like strain themselves for it.
Well, yeah, of course they want the Rizzler. Everyone does.
I really think there should have been a rap.
Well, it's still early. The season's early. We could still get a Christmas wrap.
Well, we're only halfway through. What if suddenly there's a the beat drops?
What they should have done, because they have a Santa here, it should have been Rizzler should have been the Santa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
The sound in the new year keep on bringing the boom the whole year round. Time to bring the boom. Christmas vacation.
This is awesome.
It's stupid. So dumb.
Reindeer give it up.
Bring the boom from our family to yours. Bring the boom.
Bring the boom.
Bring it all the way.
It's already getting caught in your head. It's already an earworm.
Yeah, there's something about this melody that gets stuck in my head.
Yeah, no, this
it's
is a
catchy.
Very...
Yeah, I might be humming this song a lot.
It real gets me, though, where I'll hear the real song and be like, bring the boom, bring the boom. So they should just do every Christmas song. Just do Silent Night. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Bring the boom. Yeah.
It was nice of them to let her have the spotlight, though. Big Justice and AJ were barely in this video.
Yeah. It was all Ashley. Although people always make...
there was no Rizzler at all.
People always make crass comments about Ashley in the comments.
Yeah, but that's just the internet, unfortunately. It's a real bummer.
Yeah. They're always like, Ashley's made me boom. made me boom in my pants.
Yeah. My
it's a lot of that.
I boo-boo my dida.
I want to take her home and give her a boom, 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 boom. That's lazy. That's a lazy thing to say. I would never say that.
Let's see. What are we at? Seventh round?
We're going the distance, baby.
We're going the distance, baby. Seventh round. These two juggernauts of the sport battling it out. I don't know what's better, Bring the Boom Holiday or Jake Paul versus
16 minutes of this.
Jake Paul versus
Mike
Tyson.
That's kind of the way to watch the last round. You play Bring the Boom Christmas over in the background. You watch Mike Tyson fight Jake Paul.
Yes, yes. What's the unofficial scorecards at right now?
We're about to see.
I did see that. I think they had Tyson winning the first round.
Really? It looked like he got bopped around.
It is funny because, like, in the faraway shots, Tyson just looks like another boxer. But then when they cut to him walking back to his corner, you're reminded, like, oh, yeah, this is an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't even walk.
Well, and his pants are even high for a boxer.
His snot rolling out of his nose. Fucking
snot
idiot.
Coming out of his eyeballs.
Snot rolling out of his eyes like a dog.
I'm not going to imply that I was let down. But I did build up the idea that it was an original song.
I thought they were going to give us a rap. I thought we were going to get a Christmas rap, which we all love.
Like, I assume calling it Jingle Boom was like evoking the title of Jingle Bells, not that it was going to be like a, not parody song, but like a rewrite of Jingle Bells.
Hmm.
So I guess I'm a fool.
Could they be angling for like a supermarket, like music, like money?
Oh, like maybe this is a song that could get played like in the back. Like when you're in Walmart, you'll hear this song getting played. Ooh, Walmart.
Yeah, you know, you could play Jingle Boom. You could play that in Starbucks.
Yeah, you could play Jingle Boom at on a first date in the car. Like on the way to the restaurant, you could play Jingle Boom.
In church for Christmas Mass.
Oh, yeah. Go to church and make everybody sing along at gunpoint, pull out a gun.
Yeah.
You know the words.
Okay, so actually real quick then, I know we brought it up for a second time last week, the pumpkin guy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, all right.
But like quick reminder here, let me pull up pumpkin guy. For people that, if you've been living under a rock and you haven't heard about Pumpkin Guy somehow.
You've been living under a pumpkin.
Linus waited all night for this guy to show up.
Jesus, where's my goddamn World Star clip here? Oh, here it is.
I can see it.
Yeah, no, I was trying to pull it up for the chat here. So this was the, there's the predator hunters these days. They're taking it to the extreme. It's like the X Games of predator hunting.
They used to just call them xenomorphs. Yeah, now they call them predator hunters.
It's not your, this ain't your daddy's predator hunters. They beat the shit out of them now. Like, it's not the dumb Chris Hansen that's like, oh, sit down, please, and let me talk to you about how you're a monster.
Now it's a guy who's not even sure if you actually did what he's accusing you of, but he's going to kick the shit out of you on camera.
Don't touch me. Don't fucking touch me. Predator, please.
So we got a guy, he gets a pumpkin off the back of his head. We got two great angles of it.
Yeah, this one's my favorite.
I got my pink shirt and white shorts.
Grab property again.
Don't touch me. Hey, you need to touch me. Don't touch me.
Your car's
don't
out.
Don't fucking touch me.
Predator.
Boom.
Ooh.
Technically, I didn't touch him.
Yeah, the pumpkin touched him. Not I.
Yeah.
But hold on. So there's a related clip now. Where the hell did I put that?
Was Corey getting hit by a pumpkin?
Oh, yeah, here we go. So now keep that one in mind.
Okay.
But here's another Predator Hunter video. They're kicking the shit
out
of
a
plumber.
What? Why are you hearing me, the kid, Sean? I'll smash plumbing.
Hey, I'm not.
That's you, right?
That's not me.
You're going to get real cooperative here, or you're going to get fucked up, or the police are going to come.
Is that a dollar tree?
What you got in your pockets? Get your hands out your fucking pockets. Hey, stay the fuck close.
So this guy tries to run. They start, look! Look who it is!
Help. Was it Boopac?
Wait, hold on.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh!
No.
It's Dr. Pepper guy!
Oh, shit! Dr. Pepper!
And he's kicking the shit out of this dude,
by
the way.
Yeah.
I feel like, when I was watching this video and I saw Dr. Pepper guy, I started geeking the fuck out.
It's crazy he rocks that gear all the time.
Yeah, I was like, it's like his superhero costume. Like, he is literally Dr. Pepper guy. Like, he's like, all right, time to suit up. Throws the old Dr. Pepper shirt on and starts beating the fuck out of sexual predators.
What the fuck you doing, bro?
Help.
Please help me.
Shut the fuck up.
Boom. Big knee to the head.
Help.
Hey.
Help.
Hey.
Help me.
Hey.
Help me.
They're trashing this dollar store as well.
Yeah.
They're like.
That's a smart way to do it, though, because it's like, what are the damages? $9?
Bro, that's my phone, bro.
Oh, he slammed his phone.
He slammed his friend's phone. He slammed his buddy's phone? Is that what he picked up off the ground?
Yeah.
Help.
That's pretty funny.
Bro, that's my phone, bro.
Help me. Please help me.
Because that's, yeah, no, that's the same guy. That's the same Dr. Pepper guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, is there a oof.
Oh, he's gonna push him through the stack.
Is there a chance this is the same day, or is this again? Is this just his predator beating outfit?
I think he just gets kissed. The blood doesn't show up on the burgundy, maybe.
So it's like, yeah, have a Dr. Pepper free. He's about to push him through that stack of groceries.
Real quick, let me go back to the fight. So he went the distance. Yeah, dude, they were just saying what I said they were going to say.
But they went the distance?
They were like, yeah, it's a young man's game, but he proved he's still got the heart.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, that's that. I think, like, the second they announced it, they're like, oh, it's
can we please clear
there's
the
no
ring,
downside.
Mm-hmm.
That's Utah Lear Dumpty, girlfriend.
So this is the guy that beat up that guy?
Hold on, I just want to
like
hear.
Dr. Pepper, yeah.
There's Logan Paul, his brother.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there's Dr. Pepper guy.
Yeah, just beat the fuck out of everybody.
All right, who we got? Who's the victor?
I'm assuming Jake Paul.
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Is this a setup for another? Probably, because every time one of these matches happens, everyone's like, "That sucks."
Scorecards for the official decision. Judge David Iacobucci sees the contest 80-72, while judges Lawrence Cole and Jesse Reyes see it 79-73, declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake
Gale
Paul.
Don't shake his hand.
Yeah, you're not going to shake his hand.
What happened? Jake Paul beat Mike Tyson. And this crowd here wondering what to make
it gives
all.
A shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew I wouldn't give a shit, but now here I am not giving a shit.
No, well, but
I
feel
right
like that's the collective feeling after every one of these fights. It gets hyped for months, and we all know it's going to kind of suck, but we a bunch of us still watch it, and then in the end, we're like, the people there are like, boo, what the fuck? Why'd we spend all this money?
What are we doing here?
Yo, they both got their bag, though.
they both got their bag.
There's just that guy. Yeah. Had every conversation
got
about
the Louis Vuitton hat on.
He slides out of nowhere.
It's like, why would you be watching that when you could watch Dr. Pepper guy?
Yeah.
These are decisive
knockouts.
Bro, that's my phone, bro.
Oh, shit.
My groceries. Are you trying to meet a little kid today?
I'm not.
He already has a black eye.
What are you doing? Don't grab my arm, bitch.
Please help me.
This man's trying to meet a 13-year-old kid for sex. His name is Sean.
Dude, oh, he's back.
He's like Michael Myers, dude. He comes out in front of you.
He just hit him with like a crack block down the middle out of nowhere.
Please help me.
This man's trying to meet a 13-year-old kid for sex. His name is Sean.
Oh my God. What a nightmare.
Now let's get back to the pumpkin.
Yeah, back to the pumpkin, man.
Right into the basketball so you bounce right back up. Wink. Whoa, no.
Please help me.
Get your ass outside, bitch.
Oh, fuck, dude. This is just painful to watch, by the way.
Like, I get that it's a pedophile or whatever, but I don't want to watch someone get the shit beat out of them. Especially when, and here's the thing, and I say this on all these videos.
Yeah.
Do these guys do their research? Did they trick a guy? Is this guy really a villain? And if he is a villain, do we beat him up in public? I don't know. I don't want to watch it. I don't need to watch this stuff to. I don't want to have to think about it or watch it.
I feel like it's important to watch because it is kind of like a weird pivot in society of like that. This is a thing now. I do get what you're saying.
Like, even if it is, let's say it's definitive that this guy's a bad guy. That doesn't mean I want to watch. Like, do I want to watch everyone on death row die? Like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to see that.
I'd like to just watch them get beat up a little.
Oh yeah, get Dr. Pepper in a room with the guy we talked about on Patreon.
I just don't like watching people get beat up. I guess.
Get him in. Just let him loose on death row. Dr. Pepper guy starts running down death row.
I mean, I think we're all shocked at how young this plumber is. I wouldn't trust this guy with my toilet. I take dumps in there.
Yeah. I'm shocked at, like, not that I think that, I mean, if I was there, it's like, I'm not going to step in or anything, but I'm shocked at the extent of how far this can go.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not trying to justify, like, it doesn't matter who's getting beat up, I just don't want to watch that
type of thing. But it's similar, you know.
I just don't want to make it seem like I'm defending this guy.
I was under the impression this is what happens when you step into Boston. They say nice to beat you.
Yeah, nice to beat you.
Season's beating.
Yeah, don't run into FSU. Fuck shit up, baby.
It's after October 31st, bitch. Season's beating.
I bet Walgreens getting a Yoo-Hoo. The guys from outside that bar come in and beat the fuck out of me. go cry to your mother.
Get your ass outside, bitch.
Right. Ooh.
Hey, get your ass outside. You're trying to rape a kid?
But when I was watching this and Dr. Pepper got... It was like when Spider-Man showed up in Civil War. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, even
Dr. Pepper guy's here?
Even as the second reveal, when he's waiting for him and pops around the corner, you can see him when you watch the video.
Yeah, it's like a Jason Voorhees thing, like where you think he's behind you and all of a sudden he's in front of you.
Well, thank God the exit. Weep!
You trying to rape a kid today, Sean?
Yes! Leave me alone!
This man's a child predator, wrong.
What's hilarious is...
the door's not open.
Well, I was going to say, you don't realize what a fucking mouse maze a dollar store is until you're trying
to run away.
He's in
the balloons. He's stuck in balloons now. He's fucked. Yeah.
When you've been ambushed.
Until you've been punched in the head a bunch of times and you're trying to run away from the guys. And they're also doing the thing, too, where they're holding you and they're going, stop grabbing my arm. And you're like, no, but you're holding me.
Yeah.
But that's even fucking with your head even more because your brain's been knocked around in your skull a few times.
You're trying to stop them from kneeing you in the face. And they're like, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah. Someone comes around the corner with a fucking oak tree and hits you in the head. Ah! They throw a Christmas tree at the next guy. Ah! Someone has to hit a pedophile with a Christmas tree. I'm turning off the internet.
Dude, yes. It's 2024. We got a pumpkin head. We need a Christmas tree for sure. A baby Jesus hit, like a nativity scene, baby Jesus.
Or get run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, that'd be great,
like
too.
Santa or grandma?
Just a real reindeer tramples a guy. Ah!
He's a pedo. Wrong way, child predator. Sean.
Dude, he's there again.
Oh, no.
Look, Dr. Pepper
guy. Worst case scenario.
I swear to God, if this is like five different guys with Dr. Pepper
shirts.
This
is Mike at the haunted house, and then this the exit. Yeah. There's one exit. You know there's a guy there. Yeah. He already scared a guy. He has plenty of time. He's ready for his next scare.
What's your move, Mike? If they strategically
run straight into it.
If they strategically place five guys with Dr. Pepper shirts like at every exit just to fuck with you as you're trying to run out, that'd be genius.
Well, the thing with Dr. Pepper, he's constantly doing those plays where it's like special teams and like he hits a guy downfield, gets up, runs 60 yards.
Yes.
Now he's at the other side of the dollar store. He's like, it's like NFL films where it's like.
It really reminds me of like a Dead by Daylight Friday the 13th
game. Yeah. Totally. Yes, totally. Yeah.
He's hitting the button where he's allowed to warp to another area.
I can't wait to see what he does here. He's got one exit.
I mean, he's got a
Dollar Tree needs to be a level select on DBD.
Oh yeah, there you go. Right there. There you
well,
go.
Well, he's probably
going
to like Pat McAfee truck him, right?
I mean, yeah, he really is set up like he's got perfect placement here as this guy's trying to run towards
like
the exit.
He's squaring up.
Predator, wrong way, child predator.
Oh, no.
Sean from Miami, Ohio.
Oh!
He doesn't quite follow through on that one. It wasn't as
great. Punched him in
the
ear.
Miami, Florida, child predator. Miami, Florida, child predator, Sean.
He did it.
He's with Smash Plumbing, he said.
Smashed by a car.
We're going to get your license plate, and we're going to get this to the detectives. And your ass is exposed for trying to fuck with little kids.
And I know I ask this every time, but like... What does the detective say when he watches this
video? All
right,
we got something for you,
Doc. I think that's the problem and that's why I say that, like, I'm not saying these guys aren't, in theory, doing something good.
Yeah.
But they'd be better off trying to convince a guy and doing the Sean Hansen thing of just like being there when he showed up and not fighting him, because then you can give it to someone and something can be done. But when shit like this happens, it just probably turns into like, hey, we can't do anything with any of this.
There's just a James Gordon at the place, but it's for the pedophile hunters. Oh. And he's like, I believe in them.
A single, yeah. Yeah,
he keeps letting them at crime scenes and stuff.
Like they're his Batman.
Instead of like disappearing behind them, they just keep knocking James Gordon out with pumpkins.
They knock him out with the pumpkin. He's like, where are they?
So, you understand? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, no, Dr. Pepper guy. Okay.
You know what the fuck he's trying to do?
He's in his car. Yeah.
Oh, no, he's right there. Oh, no, he's right there.
Oh, no, he is. Holy shit. Dude, just looking at this frame by frame, this is horrifying.
I made it out of here. Duh, duh. No, he grabs him by the head.
Yeah, this is like the right before the credits horror movie scare. Yeah.
Well, and out of curiosity, how do they plan on giving it to a detective when they just beat a guy up? It's not like it's legal to beat up a guy that committed a crime.
So that's what I mean. It's like, he's like, oh, geez, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Give it to the detective to post it on TikTok. Yeah. That's what giving it to the detective is. You post it on TikTok. You're like, look what we did.
What they must give to the detective is not this video. They just give him all the text messages or whatever.
Yeah.
And the dick pics.
Or like Jeff said, but they have no intention of giving this to anyone. They are just like, in their eyes, it's like street justice is all we care about. Yeah.
Depending on the state, they don't do anything. So in 2019, in the summer,
You did this, right? That's great. Okay.
I didn't beat them up, unfortunately. It looks really fun in hindsight. But no, they for the most part, they won't even like call you back. They don't want to look at shit. They don't care. Yeah. You're not like a detective. You have no...
Because it's probably because entrapment, or they could just like... It's hard to prove. Like, they could even say, well, these text messages, how do I know it's real?
Well, and all the... We learn this every time we talk about serial killers. There's, like, a million rules on, like, how to make evidence actually be evidence that can be taken into account. And it's a nightmare to get any of that. And there's no way any of this holds up to any scrutiny.
Look, kid, I love you, but there's no way to prove this unless, I don't know, you beat the shit out of them in a dollar store. But how would you get them at the dollar store and then beat the fuck out of them?
And even if you did, where would the proof be? We couldn't prove you did it.
And then I guess you would have to give the video to detectives and then we would, I don't know, arrest him?
I mean, the good thing, though, is it is kind of like the idea, at least, that I used to think about To Catch a Predator was... If it's got eyes on it and it at the very least, it maybe would, someone would think twice, because they're like, oh man, what if I'm getting all hot and bothered talking to this 13-year-old, but what if I show up and Dr. Pepper guy's there?
But my worry also is that, like, the guys that have been like, yeah, they thought I was someone else. Like, there's been those guys that come out like,
yes,
I went to a gas station and I wore a hat that I guess was the same hat some guy was supposed to wear.
Yeah.
And I got harassed and my windshield was broken and I don't know what happened and I don't know who they are and police don't know what to do because I can't do anything about it. And with this Chris Hansen show, you at least, maybe they don't do their homework, but you almost want to believe, like, well, they're making a TV show, so they have to like do at least enough to prove that they could have gotten away with what they were trying to catch this guy doing. Where with these guys, there's no rules, so you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, well, I honestly don't even think that would happen. What I think would happen more than likely would just be someone who's lazier that wants a viral video, but they don't want to put in the legwork. So they'll just go up to someone in a store and be like, this guy's a pedophile. Yeah. And they'll start beating the fuck out of him.
Yeah, how long?
Real quick, Top Rock in the YouTube chat. Entrapment is when police trap you. Okay, thank you. I'm misusing the term. But I'm sure there's just something with that evidence where they'd be like, what are we supposed to do with it?
Well, how many times do, like, let's say these guys are getting views and it's their meal ticket. Like right here, 18 million views. That's not, like, they're getting money from that, right?
Oh, yeah.
How many times until they're getting 700,000 views do they do what you said and they're like, maybe we just kind of beat up a guy, or maybe we, like...
It's like reality TV. Like, maybe initially we're like, let's make a real reality show, and then like... This takes a long time.
Why don't we say we're 18, but they're 37, and so we're beating them up for being creepy instead of, like, doing something illegal? Like, is that enough? Is that enough for, like, us to have the moral high ground?
In Snack Mint, meal ticket, who's making all this? The King of Candyland?
What?
James in the YouTube chat. I don't know, man. I don't think diddlers concern themselves with consequences. Fair enough. But I'm just saying, it's like when you tell kids about the boogeyman, yeah, there's still going to be some bad kids, but some kids might be scared of the boogeyman.
Yeah, or, yeah,
it's like when you
twice.
Tell people about God, right?
Yeah.
Religion. Am I right, man?
If you're a diddler, are they just like sending messages to everyone and anyone who responds is their thing? Or they've probably got guys in mind. So in their heads, these are guys that have at least done enough for someone like these guys to find you. They've got to have their head on a swivel. Mm. And if stuff like this starts happening, their head's going to be extra on a swivel. And that's probably what you're saying. Not that like what the guy's mentioning, that diddlers aren't going to care. Like at some point in time, they're going to have to sort of care.
It's like, yeah, you have locks on your car.
Yeah.
People could easily break through them, but it's enough to maybe push a bunch of them away.
I lock my door at night more than I do during the day. When in theory it shouldn't matter, I should either lock my door or not lock my door. It's like Obama. Shit matters.
Obama. Dr. Pepper Guy is my new hero.
Dr. Pepper
Smiling
Guy.
Smiling face with open mouth and tightly closed eyes.
He really is the Punisher. He's divisive.
He is the Punisher. Is it, yes.
Because ultimately his mission, I guess, is pure. But his methods, golly.
Yeah,
his methods
are very, they make it hard to root for him.
He throws flying knees, he throws pumpkins.
It's like what Corey was talking about, though. Like, he's just got that passion, man. He's got that, like, yeah, he probably has a day job somewhere, but this is his passion.
It was
beating
like
the fuck
what
out
Corey
of diddlers.
He's probably a dirty cop by day.
Thank you, Kill the Hive Mind. Thank you for the super chat. What I love about his super chats is that he puts Obama in the chat as well, so we get to hear it twice.
Thank you.
Obama.
You know what the fuck he's trying to do?
Oh.
Stay away from kids, bitch.
Stuffed him.
Oh, he's got renewed his license plate. But yeah, I was just excited to see fucking Dr. Pepper Guy again. I was like, this guy's a hero to me.
He's
scary as fuck.
It really is like Batman. Like, you get the wrath of this guy going, and it's like terrifying.
He literally is Batman, though. He's not killing him. He's just beating the fuck out of guys.
Yes.
Well, imagine one of you guys just
Mike
said that.
Hates Batman. No, I'm just kidding. I know you don't.
Yeah, I still hated Batman.
Imagine like making this guy annoyed at a bar. Like, you're not a pedophile or a criminal. You just like say the wrong thing to him at the wrong time. Like, this guy doesn't suddenly have a ton of restraint. This guy's like bashing a bottle over the bar and turning it into a knife.
No, he's like a samurai.
Dr. Pepper Guy?
I mean, did you see the way he was, the way he kept maneuvering through that dollar store?
It was like watching the fights in Batman Begins where the camera's rolling all over the place. He's just doing Krav Maga to guys.
So, yeah, there you go. He's out there. I need to find out what their actual channel is. I don't know if it's this one, this Twitter account or not, because I need to see if he's always wearing that Dr. Pepper shirt. And we need to get him on the show.
Yes.
He needs to be fourth mic. He needs to be on every episode.
So what's happening for new listeners is I don't love something, so Jim's like, how far can I?
I'm really not doing because of you. I'm just saying it would just be funny if all of a sudden he was our
Trevor.
You notoriously don't even, you like hate Dr. Pepper. You would say the wrong thing about Dr. Pepper, you push your nose bone into your brain.
Oh, thank God I've been drinking Dr. Pepper. He'd be like, no sugar, and he'd call me the F slur and kick the shit out of me. And I'd be going, help me, guys, help me. But you guys would be like, I can't, we're sorry.
There's no Dr. Pepper 10, that's the only one for men.
Oh shit, you're right.
But moving on. There's a new TikTok weirdo that Kristen sent me.
Ooh.
That
she's like your Oracle. She's like, I'm downloading them from the mainframe. retard.
She's the precog telling you about crimes, and you go and investigate them.
I wasn't sure if this guy was doing a bit at first. But I don't think he is, but he also very easily could be doing a bit.
Okay.
Hold on.
Ooh, he's got a corduroy button up and a haircut like
I
that.
I will not pay for a woman's funeral.
Hold on.
All right, yeah. Good stuff, all right. I like the preview. How often does this issue come up?
I will not pay for a woman's funeral unless she's my wife. If she is just my girlfriend, then I will not be paying for
this
funeral.
Is real.
If she is just my girlfriend, it is not my responsibility to bear the financial burden of laying her to rest. Only her parents and the rest of her family should bear the financial burden of laying her to rest.
Yeah, I do really enjoy the comment. I've literally always said this.
Well, that is a great comment.
Well, it's nothing he's saying is wrong.
I want to hear a couple more videos and see if he starts hamming the voice up more. I think that's how we could tell if he's real or not.
It's hard to ham up that face.
But the voice you could picture, if it is a character, it might start getting more
exaggerated. That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, the voice almost sounds like a character, but yes, I'm with you, Jeff.
If it's chromosome, I think.
The face and the eyes sell it. But yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I watched this. I was like, the voice sounds like a guy trying to do, like, this would be a UCB guy that's like, oh, check out my TikTok, guys. Yeah. I do a retarded character.
If he always sounds like this voice, that's fine. But this isn't a voice you can always nail. It's very easy to lean into a hammier, more like cartoonish version of it. And that'll be a dead giveaway, which we found it with that one guy that, like, really loves that one movie, and we realize, like, oh, he's just full of shit.
Oh, the guy loves Titanic. Yeah. We hate that guy.
Yeah, no ring, sucks. No funeral.
This guy gives me major The Wern vibes.
The Wern's classic. Yeah.
He's got to be dead, right?
If she is just my girlfriend and not my wife, what business do I have paying for her funeral? None. You're welcome.
Yeah, it is comedically, really, it's genius the way the glasses come off and then appear back on.
Well, I think it's much like the
subject matter,
like the guy who puts on a trench coat and, like, shows off his cool new sword.
Yes,
it is cringy and you can laugh at it, and it's funny for
I don't think he thinks.
Yeah, no. Exactly, yeah.
He's like, I was thinking about this. This was on my mind, and I had to make this video.
Yeah, he grabbed his cool things.
I look badass, like Neo from The Matrix.
Yeah, he did. He's doing things that he thinks are cool, putting on sunglasses and telling it like it is and stuff like that. So, but it's very, very easy for someone that's not this guy to not see it that way at all.
A lot of people are asking me, would I pay for a girl's funeral if she was not my wife?
That's insane. No way. Has this ever come up for anyone?
No way. Max in the Twitch chat. This guy kicks ass. Absolutely. I agree. Yeah. This dude kicks ass. I agree.
I want you to take a good close look at the caption right there. 2 years with my little princess. I'll love you forever and always. Fellas, if your woman posts a picture of you two and she captions it with "My little princess," just know she doesn't respect you. She doesn't respect you.
This is one of my favorite type of guys, by the way. I got you pulled up to one of these guys.
These guys are always like pickup artist guys somehow.
The men's rights autist.
A lot of people are saying that if you don't drive a truck, then you won't find a girl. Well, girls that like trucks are whores.
Like, this is like the definition of, like, what no pussy does to a motherfucker.
This is classic, like guy who was probably lonely, but then went so deep in his loneliness that it looped around into, like, mad at women, and then got radicalized by probably one or two men's rights videos, and now this is what he does.
But also, you're missing the key component. It has Down syndrome. It's retarded.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because I worked with that guy like this at Lowe's, and he's clearly the evil Down syndrome.
He's
guy.
Retarded for sure. He's undeniably retarded.
But I don't even think he can't get pussy because he has Down syndrome, and then he also gets radicalized by true facts from the right.
No, I don't even think there's a radicalized thing that happens here, because when I was in school, there were these same kids, and they had the same opinions, I feel. Yeah. It's like this natural thing that comes from being, like, a retarded person.
The weird men's rights thing?
I think it's just a coping mechanism.
Like, hey, girl, like about your opinion of girls and, like, what they should do and how you should be.
I was up around different retards, I guess. They
were always talking about their girlfriends. And, like, how you're supposed to treat your girlfriends.
Hmm. All the people I knew that were retards, they either, like, screamed and couldn't talk, or they talked about wrestling.
Jeremy in the YouTube chat, a Downs WK. James said that.
Oh, yeah.
He gave credit to James. Downs Andrew WK.
She thinks you're a clown, and she thinks you're a bitch.
She thinks you're
your
a clown.
Woman calling you her little princess is blatant disrespect. If my woman ever posted a picture of us two, and if she were to caption it with "my little princess," she's either going to change that caption or we're over. And fellas, believe me when I tell you this. The moment your woman posts a photo of you two and she captions it with her little princess. It's only a matter of time before your relationship is over.
Who's
your relationship will be over one day. Guarantee it. You're welcome.
Oh, I like how he has like a closing character. You know he loves wrestling.
Yeah.
Like he's got a closing line and everything.
I think it's the eyes. The eyes have me convinced so far. I want to hear him talk a little bit more because it's, again, just like Titanic guy, it only took a couple videos for us to realize, remember black guy that lives upstairs and loves like old-timey stuff?
Yeah, old-timey black guy rocks.
It's easy to realize, that's genuine and real. But then Titanic guy, they're like two sides of the same
Titanic
coin.
Titanic on VHS guy. He's the worst.
He leaned too hard into it and you realize, it's a stupid ass character.
Yeah. What about instead of Travis Bickle, he's Travis Pickle?
I get it.
Because he likes pickles.
Yeah.
And he hates women.
So how about we do a little story time?
Okay.
So back in July 2019, I was at a pizza bar out in Woonsocket. I was overhearing a conversation where a man said he broke up with his girlfriend because his girl...
No, he didn't. I overheard a conversation at a pizza bar.
I was hanging out at a pizza bar with my girlfriend, I might add.
Yeah.
I kicked every guy's ass in there. They hired me as a bodyguard.
I was standing out front of this pizza bar, and every time the door opened, I heard pieces of a conversation.
You're just having a conversation with your girlfriend. Some guy by himself that looks like Danzig is like
looking at you.
You keep hearing him scoffing, and you looking over, and he's shaking his head at whatever you're saying. Because he thinks you're a beta.
He's got aviators Sigma. On.
Yeah.
Told him to come home at a certain time. I don't know about y'all, but I actually respect his decision for breaking up with her. So now that the story time is over, let's skip to the good part.
Pizza.
Fellas, if your girl ever tells you to come home at a certain time, that is her way of trying to control you.
And I guess Stax might have a great point. I mean, I guess going back to what you guys are saying about him being radicalized, I'm sure that is true. Because he's like an N-Man Andrew Tate guy. Like, what if N-Man loved... Andrew Tate and those guys.
Instead of YouTubers and Minecraft and wrestling, what if he liked Andrew Tate?
Yeah, he liked Bill Maher. He's like, new rules. You have to suck me.
And that's kind of what I meant. Like, not radicalized in the overly political way. But
sure,
get
you. Picking up mannerisms and opinions.
So lonely that he saw someone that he could go like, wait a second, that makes some sense. Until suddenly this is who he is.
Now to the important part of the video. Who is picking me up from this parking lot? I can't walk home.
I'm stranded at the pizza bar. I don't know how to get home.
Mom's not answering the phone.
Tornado took the pizza bar. I guess no more pizza bar.
Clear sign that she does not respect you. If you find this happening more than once, where your girl's telling you, come home at this time, come home at that time, you have my permission to break up with her. Because I guarantee you, the moment you let your woman continue dictating on when you should come home, it's only gonna get worse. So your best bet would be to just walk away. Walk away and never look back. Unless it's an actual emergency, then you should oblige her. As long as it's an actual emergency, then you should oblige to come home as soon as possible. You're welcome.
Oh, hell yeah. Who do you think his favorite wrestler is?
I don't know.
The Rock?
Yeah, look at the glasses.
Oh, yeah. All
Hurricane
right,
Helms.
Jericho.
No, who was the retarded guy with the
Eugene.
Long hair? Eugene. Yeah, goddammit.
I
wish I had
the
name.
That's a broad question.
That
who's the retard with the long hair?
That would have been a great poll if I could just pull the name out of my stupid brain.
It's okay.
I got you.
Women set standards.
Oh, people do. He does look like Matt Hardy, kind of.
Yeah.
Looks like a fat Matt Hardy.
Or what's the guy's? Al Snow.
Yes, he is an Al
He's
Snow.
Like Al Snow after gaining weight.
He looks like the fucking guy that made AIDS medicine expensive.
Shkreli? He doesn't look like Shkreli.
Oh, that looks alcohol Shkreli.
If Shkreli and Al Snow did face merge.
Yeah, I could see that.
X-Pac Shkreli.
For the men they don't like.
X-Pac.
Straight up. Anytime you go to set up a date with a woman, and then all of a sudden she responds with, I'm not going on a date with you unless you take me to a restaurant the first date.
Yeah.
I'm not going on a date with you unless you pay for my gas.
I'm not going on a date with you unless you pay for my Uber. Yeah. I'm not going on a date with you unless you pay to get my nails done. I'm not going on a date.
Oh my God!
With you
how many of these? How many of these is gonna have? Do you think?
I mean, it's 28 seconds into a minute long video.
Do you think it's gonna keep going?
Will bitches always be doing this shit?
That's true.
I say up to 40 seconds.
All right. All right. So yeah, another 12 seconds of this.
Another 12.
I think I'm with you.
Babysitter for my kids.
Gentlemen, understand something. Anytime a woman responds with that message, she's basically
he's gonna leave her immediately. Walk
like
away.
You.
Every
she
answer is walk
like
away.
You, and she's trying to use you. You want my advice? Avoid those women altogether. Because I guarantee you, the second you start sucking up to their demands, you are never going to hear the end of it. Straight up, you are never going to hear the end of it. And then you wonder why you never see this bitch again. Then you wonder why.
Fucking bitch.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. All right, what else is he
I
have?
Believe.
I mean, I can't.
I believe this guy.
He does. Look, he's doing like bits at a convention.
Well, let's see if he's doing bits or if he's just interviewing people at a convention.
He looks like he's just at the convention.
Which one would you guys pick, Naruto or Bleach?
Naruto.
I guess Bleach.
Ooh, we got a split decision here.
I've seen eight episodes of Naruto and none of Bleach.
Yeah, I think the fact that he's asking the question Naruto or Bleach proves that he's not doing a bit. I think he's just a retard at a convention.
Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh?
Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh? Oh, I know Mike's Pokemon.
Pokemon. Yeah.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Kilo or Kilo?
This is like if you made up questions.
I like you can't even hear him.
He's asking, would the guy from My Hero Academia beat the guy from Hunter x Hunter in a fight?
Who would win?
This guy from Hunter x Hunter.
Jim. All right.
Come on.
Who would win?
Frieza. Frieza. If there's a Dragon Ball Z characters are in another world. Yeah, he's retarded.
This seems almost more character-ish, but I still agree with you. I love you can't even hear shit. Is
I love
he
this
actually...
fit. You go back real quick.
Oh, yeah, this fit here?
It's got to be a costume of some type, right?
I don't know.
Is that a character?
I think he's just fashion core as fuck.
But if you look at the collar, I noticed when it was closer, it's like torn. And that, I mean... this guy's got to be at least self-aware enough not to wear like a torn shirt out in public.
Yeah.
And so
this is some anime or manga character.
It's got to be a costume of some type.
Oh, I forgot. He's Gengar.
Well, yeah, in the comments, like the interview gig failed, so he resorted to incel BS videos, huh? Got his ass.
Yeah.
In a fight, Todoroki or Natsu?
Todoroki. One of these girls didn't fuck him. Mercy.
All right, you can't even hear him. What other videos has he got? Let's watch every single video he has.
Yeah, what other single video?
Yeah, no, I
want to make a woman mad. I want to make a woman mad. Kinda.
Oh, wait, where's that one?
Right in the middle, right on the right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did we watch this one? I think we watched this one. Or maybe we didn't. No, I don't think we did. This is newer than the woman's funeral one. All right.
Okay.
You want to make a woman mad? This is what you do. All you have to do is tell her you're planning on having sex with her, and you never do it. You never do it.
That's
true. I remember back in 2019, this girl that started stalking me, I sent her a message saying, I can see us having sex on my mother's bed. And-
This is a character. Now I think it's a character.
No, dude.
Yeah, no, that now now I'm wondering if this is a character or not, because that's the kind of thing I was waiting for, is someone that goes too far in that direction.
But maybe he's just that retarded.
I think that's like how he thought it was, like, this will shut her down.
Oh, wait, hold on. I didn't have Skype open. I think someone's calling.
Hi, I am not retarded.
Yeah, he's in the chat.
Hi, it's me, the president of coolness. You guys get to be me now because of your great show.
You found me. Thank God.
It's me, Mike Tyson. I wanted to call you right after the big fight.
Caller, if you want to call back in, I opened Skype.
Me, I sent her a message saying, I can see us having sex on my mother's bed. And to which that never happened.
That never happened.
And I never had sex.
Of course, it made her continue stalking me. So yeah, if you want to make a woman really mad to the point where she's constantly stalking you, follow this advice.
Okay,
you're
welcome. I don't want her like a mad lady.
It's putting it on the border.
I was ready to say I don't think he's a character, and now I'm not sure.
Well, because this is what I was trying to do earlier. I was trying to go back like super far, like into his old videos. Because look at all these fucking videos,
though.
Dude.
You got that dumb.
He does got that stare.
The eyes are the part that I'm the most convinced by right now.
Is it just potential where maybe he's getting a little shine, so now he can lean into it? Like maybe he just realizes.
He keeps showing up in those cowboy fucking long johns too. I don't think it's a costume. He's in underwear that only cowboys wear. Bitches are ugly. I hate bitches.
No, Pamela Anderson, I'm not Baywatching you. And no, my name is not David, but if you're going to Hasselhoff my fucking ass, you got another fucking thing coming.
Okay. That was kind of like the boy blue.
He's doing bits, though.
He is doing bits, but then that's kind of like a hallmark of maybe it's real.
That's like a TikTok bit.
He thinks he's funny, but that doesn't mean that he can't just become a weirdo.
I think.
What about I love my ramen? This is going to settle it right here.
I can't tell if he's real or not.
Trying to cut down on my ramen noodle addiction.
You know what's great? It's almost like...
What did we expect?
No, but what's amazing? So many times when we're sitting here doing this show... We'll stumble upon something like this, and I'll have this thought of like, what the fuck are we doing? We're just watching this guy eat ramen.
Can't eat ramen good even.
Jams. When we're having these conversations at home, you're often probably screaming your answer out, but we can't hear you. What is your verdict right now? If you had to decide right now, do you think this guy's a character or real?
I believe in Christmas magic, and this guy is mad retarded.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
absolutely.
Okay. It's that I'm so close, but he fought me back with that sex on the mother's bed thing.
Yeah.
Now, it could just be, like what Jeff said, he's bad at jokes, and so that's seeping in, and it's coming across as a bad character, but it's hard to say.
And you don't know what you got till it's gone. Be in
paradise and put up a fucking lot. He's taking pictures of the parking lot.
Wait, so they're just... So it's a video about things in Rhode Island that he's mad about?
This is real.
Okay, yeah.
This looks churches. No, okay, it's a long one, too. Good.
Yeah, he's not a character.
This video's from 2022, May 2022.
He's retarded. His early TikToks are about things in Rhode Island he's mad about.
Here are trains that got painted a different color.
The church is now a shop. The grass in my great aunt's old house.
It's all just here. Okay. I thought it was going to be around... Okay. He's mad apartments are being built in a parking lot.
Yeah.
They put housing in a parking lot. I hate it.
Ian Webb in the YouTube chat saying it's a bit for sure. He thinks it's a bit.
I don't know, man. I think that this is the most sure I've ever felt that it's not.
Slim in the Twitch chat, this guy's a fucking tart.
Yeah. I think there's two. The dichotomy of man is on point here.
I guess, you know. I'll keep going.
Well, I was a fool thinking it was going to pop around the city just in front of that door. And another thing, my great aunt's bathroom is different.
I thought it was going to pop around. You know what? It's like old wrestling, where when you start questioning whether it's a shoot or not, that's when they really got you.
Do that first one, please, because he's just driving by a body and flipping it off, I think.
Yeah, I think the first ones, because I did kind of skim through some of these, I think it was more indicative of TikTok at the time, where it's a lot of like lip syncing and reacting to other videos. But yeah, let's pull it up.
Who are you?
That's pretty good. I like it. Yeah, as even.
Yeah, this is just a
if ever.
This
guy's a goddamn enigma, man.
Yeah, he's the anti Rizzler.
This is bull.
He really does have that torn shirt all the time. Yeah. This is, this is June 2022.
That's also a clip of Seth Rollins, so he's a wrestling fan, too. Yeah, of course so he's definitely
we
retarded.
Knew he would be. Ooh, the plot thickens.
I will not pay.
Wait, hold on.
It's a good one. It really did peak.
He peaked with, I will not pay for a woman's funeral unless she's my wife. I will not pay for my girlfriend's funeral. Trying to get back to his old videos again. We got to see the OGs.
Kodak Black's baby mama. I'm interested in these like news posts.
I miss the old Black
Women
Lotus
over 30
of the
are
earth.
Used up.
Oh, yeah. Is he going to defend him?
No, he's going to say they are pigs and gross.
You will never convince men to date older, used up women. We love younger women. Anything older than 30 is used up. This right here is red pill propaganda bullshit.
Whoa.
So now I'm going to argue
evening,
my case.
Cowards.
Just because a woman is over the
he
age.
He threw us for a fucking swerve on this one.
He's,
or is
a,
this,
he's a woke libtard?
This was in February, though. Maybe he's completely done a 180 since then.
But no, that doesn't make sense. No one ever just becomes red pill.
The 30 does not necessarily mean she is used up. Just because a woman is over the age of 30 and has had a couple of kids, one, two, maybe three, does not necessarily mean she is used up.
The PS1 menu
music just because a woman
really
who is over the age of 30 has went out on dates with multiple men does not necessarily mean
oh my God,
she has sucked every one of those guys off.
All right. Woo! Now I'm back to character. Okay. I'm back to character now.
I don't know. I think he's just not so eloquent with his words.
Yeah, I think I did. Well,
he's like Bukowski.
You know how I mentioned when sometimes we have listeners come on the show and they awkwardly cuss more than you can tell that they feel natural doing because they think that like, oh, I'm in the room with them. I gotta talk like that more. That's what it sounds like when he says those words, and so that awkwardness rings kind of
like
true.
Putting it on for his TikTok audience.
Yeah, it rings very true to me, and that makes me lean again back towards the not a character side.
He does not necessarily mean she is used up. Just because a woman who is over the age of 30 has went out on dates with multiple men does not necessarily mean she has sucked every one of those guys off.
Yeah.
Now, here is the real definition of a woman over the age of 30 being used up.
Uh-oh.
If that woman has a body count that exceeds beyond that of Logan Paul's soon-to-be ex-wife, that right there is a woman over the age of 30 that is used up.
I don't
so
even know what
you
that,
have it.
Yeah,
I have
don't even
now presented my case.
Logan Paul's wife.
What's her body
you
count?
You will never convince
it better
me.
Not
there
be more
number?
Than three.
Did Logan Paul have an ex-wife?
When he was fighting Dylan Danis.
Yes.
Dylan Danis kept posting pictures of his fiance with other guys, including Leonardo.
Wasn't that Jake Paul, though? He was calling out Logan Paul.
No, it was Logan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Huh.
Wasn't it Steak Ball and he was made out of beef?
Oh, this one's a sick show.
I like his room in the basement.
Yeah, that's like classic retard joke.
Yeah, where can I get more women? I respond with the fridge.
Wait, he said Chiefs 49ers? What the fuck did he say?
What is this? I found my great-grandfather. Oh, I thought it said great-granddaughter. Hold on. I was like, you found the grave or his great-granddaughter? Yeah, wait, where was the Super Bowl? Oh, was he just talking about Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Does he like her?
It's official. Chiefs won the Super Bowl last night. And honestly, I don't think I'm really surprised at this point. But one thing I am surprised about, though, is that the infamous Taylor Swift has graced us with our presence at the Super Bowl last night.
What?
I swear to fucking God that the only reason that the Chiefs were able to win last night at the Super Bowl was because of Taylor Swift.
Oof.
That's what I believe.
Yep.
Now, I'm not just saying that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl because of Taylor Swift.
Oof.
I'm pretty sure it was due to the energy that Taylor Swift possesses, that satanic demonic energy.
Where do you get a zipper that
now,
big?
Now, as for the relationship between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift,
it's huge.
That's like a like,
I per-
Like a forced perspective zipper.
Yeah. You get that zipper at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
This is a 3-minute video.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Enough of this one.
Yeah, yeah, I'm no, over this yeah. now.
If he's not yeah. Niner Gang, then it's not Bang Bang.
Yeah,
not
we
bang.
Get it. I guess he's not a character.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Or is he?
I have to make a decision, and while I've seen things that make me go both ways, because I'm bisexual.
Yep.
I think that he is not a character.
Last one.
If a woman sees you as boyfriend material, that's when she puts you in the friend zone. If a woman doesn't see you as boyfriend material, that's when she puts you in the bedroom. The game is brutal, but still fair.
All right.
Oh, he didn't come up with your welcome yet.
Yeah, no, he didn't have your welcome yet.
And your thank you.
But
ah, damn it, that didn't work. I need to keep workshopping this.
Yeah, video cuts off him driving.
Yeah, I guess I'm going not character.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna
for Brandon Babylon.
I'm gonna go with not character.
OnlyFans.
He has a real Gentleman's Only Club Discord server.
Okay, yeah.
He's got a backup TikTok.
I guess I'll see if I can be mod.
No videos on his YouTube. God damn it. Hurry up. Let's get some goddamn YouTube videos, right?
I found the TikTok algorithm to be more successful.
Is he Chinese?
No. It's just retarded.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
Max in the Twitch chat, the guy's roommate is Dr. Pepper guy.
Oh, man. Yeah, they should get a Dowdy guy in there. He would love beating up like pedophiles. Well, actually, he kept getting caught, probably. Those are the kind of the guys getting caught with them and Indian guys.
Actually, before we're done here, oh no, this better be available. Okay, yeah, here we go.
And there goes Derek.
Before,
all right, I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. Before we're done,
oh, no. What is this? I see it's an old lady climbing a ladder
with the TikTok weirdos. Okay. Kristen also sent me Daredevil Deb.
No.
God.
Well, I don't think it's going where you think it's going.
Okay.
This is just Daredevil Deb. This is what she does.
Oh, and there goes Daredevil Deb.
Excuse me. Hello. Man, excuse me. Hello.
You can't do something?
Are you going upstairs?
Upstairs.
Hello.
Whoa.
Excuse me. You require, do you work for this company?
I don't work for this company.
Why is she going upstairs then? Man.
Dude, I love Daredevil Deb.
What is this? Wait, holy shit.
What? She's a daredevil,
hello,
dude.
Holy shit. Lady. What the fuck?
What are you doing, lady?
Holy shit,
doing,
that's
lady?
It? Holy shit. That could have gone really bad.
No, I'm not making a big deal. You're wrong.
I like how Daredevil Dev starts talking shit to the security guard.
Did she say quit
Shut
making
up.
Such a big deal?
Yeah.
She almost just died. I thought she was going to drop down.
We're making a video. Thank you.
No, I'm not making a big deal. You're wrong. Sorry. You're wrong. You don't work for this company? Thank God this is recorded because I've been talking to you and you decided to go upstairs.
Upstairs.
Yeah, that guy rules.
Huh?
For a podcaster, she's just climbing up a ladder. But it does look like, yeah, she's about to fucking eat shit.
She looks like a 65-year-old woman. And when she's crawling off, she looks like she's about to do, like, pull-ups or something.
It's crazy they just got some, like, fucking bar fly to go do stunts.
I'm in a cop car in Houston.
Okay, I haven't checked in on Daredevil Deb in a while, so I don't know what happened to her.
I've got the Undertaker in this room.
I'm in a cop car in Houston, and the policeman is letting me take a picture. They're taking me to state penitentiary. The crime, I came down a pole.
What? She climbed down a pole? Is there video of it? There she is. Look.
Shit.
This one I saw. What's so funny for podcasters, Daredevil Deb is hanging off the edge of a roof.
She's very high up.
But the way they're filming it, you can't even see it because the fucking sun is just blasting into the camera.
But she looks like she's probably...
But this is like early CKY shit.
That's like two stories up.
How is she holding
up? That's two stories up for sure.
Daredevil Dev
rocks.
Well,
dude.
And there's no way she can pull herself back up. So what's the plan?
She jumping?
I think she can pull herself back up.
No,
she's Daredevil Deb. This ain't her first rodeo.
She's body heavy, dude.
This is crazy.
There's no way she's pulling herself back up.
Or is there a chair down there she could just drop down onto?
No way.
Break her legs.
Yeah.
What the break hell? Her hip. Get back up there.
Daredevil Deb must have been so pissed at the way this was shot, though.
What the fuck? What's the end?
She's just doing a dead man hang.
Dude, she must just drop.
What is going
no
on?
No way she wouldn't just break every bone. Does it just end?
Yeah, Daredevil Deb.
Holy shit.
Mike has his fucking face in his hands. Oh, like,
I can't believe that worked.
That was insane. There's so many ways that could have gone wrong.
I can't believe that worked.
Daredevil Deb rules.
Didn't they immediately cut the video when she fell?
What the hell?
Holy shit.
And the way she was screaming
right
before
she screamed like it was going bad. And she landed perfectly. Whoa.
How on earth?
She nailed it.
Yeah. She's saying
I don't think there's a better way you could have done that specific fall into that chair. Oh my God.
Daredevil Deb.
She just drops from there, somehow rolls out. We're like, whoa, shit.
Daredevil Deb is going to go find like a ledge or something to hang on to.
This is so stupid. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I love that.
What the fuck?
It really is just some like fucking towny barfly. It's like, ah. Where did she go from there?
She just drops. She's not that high, at least here.
That seems deadly, though. Still.
Yeah, for an old lady.
She almost banged her head on
that
thing.
Yeah, she almost cracked her head off the fucking bench that was
what
over there.
What the hell is this account?
What the fuck?
Does he have any more Daredevil videos? Is she hanging off this wall?
Dude.
Are we going to walk down the street and she's just hanging off a wall?
What on earth is this account?
Yeah, the comment says straight onto rocks. So whatever she's doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, what is... This is a four-minute video.
Dude,
all right, hold on.
She's jumping over, like, a ravine barrier.
Into
why? Into, like, the riverbed below or whatever.
It's funny they have such a long build-up for this one. Like,
what the fuck is she doing, though? She's at a bridge.
Oh, no! She's just hanging.
Oh, no. She's been there. How long? Hours? Belly flop. This is awesome.
You want to come back up?
I want to listen to Psycho Billy.
Oh, did we miss it? The stupid camera person.
Oh, she just hit the ground?
Yeah, the camera person moved away as she let go.
Fuck!
You can hear her splash.
There's ground.
Yeah, it's not deep.
You want to come back up?
I love her soundtrack, too.
She's always choosing the worst way to fall, like straight down on your spine. He really did miss it.
There's no good way to do that landing.
Yeah, straight down. Just compress your spine. Is it good down?
And she's wearing, like, what, flip-flops?
That's a long, flippy glass bottle in the water. Let it go.
What do you even do with that as a black guy drifter that usually just, like, you know, takes advantage of women or whatever? I guess this what she do.
And he's helping her out of the ravine. Oh, yeah. Does she have anything to say? About her latest stunt.
Free Palestine. Yeah, free Palestine.
Can I do it again? Say the mud bath tomorrow? No?
Man, lady, what the hell you got going on?
Daredevil Deb is the happiest person I've ever seen in my life. She loves just falling off of things.
I mean, Daredevil Deb really is in the middle of something. She's like, what they thought happened to... Heisenberg when he disappeared in the desert. Like, yeah. In the middle of some sort of long episode.
Oh, yeah, fugue state.
Fugue state, hanging off of stuff. Yeah. And it, so far it's worked out, even though her choice of landing is to do the Hulk Hogan leg drop, which is one of the worst things you could do.
Daredevil Deb looks like she's going through something, but somehow it's like hasn't been hurt yet.
This is like a move. This is an indie movie, too, that you would see about an old lady doing, it's like Fight Club for old ladies.
She finds out she has like thyroid cancer or something, and they tell her she has like 6 months to live. And she's like, you know what? Then I'm just gonna live.
People are always like, they're like, what? You're gonna hurt yourself. And she's like, but I feel alive.
No, she thinks about killing herself. She goes to a bridge. She goes to the other side. And then as she goes to jump off, she regrets it. Catches herself and hangs.
Yeah.
And then she's hanging there. And she's like, this is the most alive I've ever felt. So she drops. And then she's like, I just want to do that over and over.
Yeah.
I have thyroid cancer. Now it's my chance to do Jackass.
Yeah, it starts playing.
Go do Jackass.
The movie,
I have cancer.
The trailer's playing like Snow Patrol of her like riding in like grocery carts and shit.
Like I love you.
I call this Daredevil Deb.
Eric,
you love Jackass. Why don't you join the band?
Eric in the YouTube chat, he ordered the box set. Love Left 2.1 is officially ordered, so we'll see if that gets fulfilled.
Well, officially ordered.
Ordered and...
I'm excited.
And a chance for it to be fulfilled are very, very different.
Oh, people ask, Daredevil Deb's channel, she's on TikTok. She's Debo J-Man, D-E-B-B-O-J-M-A-N.
Yeah. J-Man's the black guy that hangs out with her, probably.
Not Debo?
The mud bath!
That'd be nice and slow, wasn't it?
All right, I need to see more.
Yeah. What? So was her?
I'm terrified.
Arrest video? Well, no. She after her arrest video. What then? Was the climb? What is this? Just a squirrel loose in her home?
There's a squirrel in my house! Oh my god! A squirrel!
She does a pratfall down the stairs.
He's not a deer. No.
Who are you? Get out of my house!
Time's passing. We gotta find him.
Just like old lady goofs mixed in with all their Daredevil stunts.
So I was in the stairwell, and then he
there's
just
rappers smoking blunts recorded. They're my new friends.
There he is. Nope.
Look at this giant house. Where does squirrel go?
Dude, I love watching random people's videos.
There
like
he
this.
Is. Nope.
Here you. Come on out.
It's in the studio.
There he is.
Oh, there's shit.
There he is. The squirrel.
That is a big motherfucking squirrel.
Yeah. Where is he now?
There he is.
Got into my...
She starts shooting randomly.
Come on out. Where we see you. Well, really, we don't, but my eyes aren't that good. Where's the squirrel?
She's like, oh, there it is. Stomps it.
The end.
Just ends.
Daredevil Deb on Halloween. Woo! 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 Woo!
This is good.
This rocks.
Is she, what is she, wiggly or whatever?
Yeah, she's, shit.
Stretchy?
Estelle
or
loves
what's
this
her name?
Character.
Armsy or something? What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, what
it,
cause it's like.
It's wiggly.
Is it wiggly?
I forget. Cause it's like something long legs is the girl, and whoever this smiley blue guy is something.
Cars are coming. Cars are coming.
Okay. She's J-Man. Laying down in the road.
No, dog.
She wants to lay down in the street while cars drive by.
Huggy Wuggy?
Yes, Huggy Wuggy.
From Poppy Playtime.
Poppy Playtime, that's it.
This is awesome.
Wait, did she just walk into traffic?
Yeah, she was going to lay down in the road while she wanted cars to drive by.
Yeah, even her pimp was like, no. Oh, hang!
Oh, here's a place to hang from.
Dude, it's hang time. The bottoms are real rusty, dude. I don't know if they can hold much weight.
It's hang time.
Yeah, it's like bent, dude.
So it looked like a completely
like
different color.
Oh! These are better than real studs.
I like it. The comments are like, don't do it, Deb.
Deb, be careful.
What an icon.
Another crazy dare with Daredevil Dan. The Dude, second this goes so wrong, much. It will be so funny. It'll be funny.
She's not hanging.
Oh, okay, she doesn't. Oh, but she's just playing with danger. That's all. She doesn't have to hang, but she can like walk on the pole.
Well, he's not
going to
let her lay in the street.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she's walking further down so she can hang. Dude, look at that.
Oh, there she goes.
Hanging.
All right.
Hanging. She's stuck. She got stuck.
Was that like a ta-da? Was that... Oh, no. Oh, God. Look
no,
how high up.
She's not going to hang off there.
Deb!
No way, Deb.
Deb!
Although, top comment, Deb, you're iconic.
40 pounds of wet fleece.
Oh, shit. She's going to do it.
Yep. Ready.
That's awesome.
This is only 13 hours ago.
This is the best channel of all time.
This is so great.
Is she just going to cannonball into a river?
This is so great.
She's going to cannonball.
Whoa!
That was way farther than I thought it was.
Holy shit. Yeah, that was really high up.
That was so far.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. Sub.
Holy shit.
That's awesome.
Guys, if I can be serious for a second,
what?
I bet she's a great fuck.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No doubt.
That's crazy.
Do we get to see her surface? Oh, my God. And you know that water is freezing cold.
Yes. This was only posted 13 hours ago. That's this is some new shit.
What?
Yeah,
the
she's
fuck?
Like in the UMC right now for hypothermia. That can only go up from here. I'm following, subscribing, bell, whatever.
40 what? Pounds of wet fleece, RIP.
That's crazy. That it was like hang time. She jumped and then it was like...
But guys, look how quickly she's escalated. This ends up with her dying on TikTok.
I know, yeah, that's awesome.
That's how the indie movie ends, though, because that's what she wants. And then like her estranged granddaughter finally comes to her funeral and sees all the fans that she made from her social media.
It starts hanging from like, something. She would have loved this. Woo, falls into an aquarium, cuts herself.
Jesus Christ, dude. It's so far down.
Yeah. One, two, three. Well,
and you know camera rules. If it looks that far on camera, it's way further in
Well,
person.
It's at least Hell in a Cell, if not higher. Yeah. Like, she's jumping off. It's like,
wow.
Jesus.
There's time between jumping off and hitting the water.
Daredevil Deb.
And she did pencil dive in. And she had actual. What is that?
Is that her jumping off a pier?
Wait, oh, here, yeah.
No, that's not that far.
But that's where, like,
but it's funny because it's just people like enjoying the weather, like everyone's looking at the scenery,
and she's
like, Deb's climbing over the fucking the balcony.
Well, watch everyone probably turn their head the second she hits the water. Well, her shirt's soaking, so this isn't her first jump today.
They're like, please stop.
Hits sand, breaks both ankles. That was so much further.
That's
than
way
it
further
yeah,
than
I
expected.
Like,
Mamacita.
Mamacita.
I Birkenstock to the crocodiles.
Okay.
Be careful. Oh my God, the crocodiles are gonna get.
Crocodile jumps out.
The crocodiles. They're gonna get.
Deb, you're intriguing.
Just some stoned granddaughter. Oh man, my grandma.
All
you
friend,
rock.
All the people
be
filming.
Careful,
everyone filming sounds like someone that should not be hanging out with her.
Oh,
too young.
A, black,
or just,
a young black girl and a black guy. It's always like, girl.
No, I'm talking
to you. Deb, that's my twin. These are like the friends you make because you work with them. Yeah, Deb rules, dude. You don't know Deb? She hangs off stuff. Yeah, she works
just
LP
jumps
at Best
in the
Buy.
Water.
Deb LP at Best Buy. We went to a party with her. She started hanging on shit. Usually she's a real bitch.
No cannon puddle in a Birkenstock.
Yeah, I don't know if there's much more to this.
Yeah, not much more to this.
Crocodile, no.
Yeah, she's doing a bit, though.
Yeah, it is classic, having like, fun. Vaudevillian.
Yeah.
Reminds me of old
vaudeville. She's having fun.
Oh, no. Look at that one with the ladder. It's really far out. Oh, wait.
But, like, played in the video.
Deb is
what
a menace.
What is she doing? What is she going to do?
I know this is like nothing for a podcast. That's why you gotta watch the videos, but
I felt like I did a whip it. Oh.
She did fall and then the ladder tipped over and
well, she
dude.
She didn't go all the way up and then she grabbed not the top. And then
old lady jackass is way better than regular jackass.
I saw a video that said Deb breaks the ice.
She hits so hard. Look at her head whip back.
Breaking the ice. It's got to be one where she jumps on a frozen lake.
Yeah, does she jump?
And these don't have very many beers.
I keep thinking there's no way she jumps, but then she does.
She's the thing I can't expect to ever happen has happened every time.
she's got a Santa hat
she's just like a clown.
Oh! That looked like it hurt. She hit her face on the ice.
She hit her face on the ice. Oh, God. Daredevil Deb.
We dressed you up like a Santa clown. No more. No more.
Way to go, Deb.
Why are all these young people hanging out with her?
Because she's jumping off of shit.
She gives them her pills. They do her pills, Mike.
What is
you happy?
Is she at a boxing match?
Wait, that's Matt Riddle. Did she storm the ring for Matt Riddle?
Maybe she's just a local celebrity, so they brought her up.
Hang off the ropes. Maybe she is just built like Mick Foley. That's why she takes no damage. She just potato sacks into everything and it's fine.
Huh. Yeah, she's just hanging out at a wrestling
event. They're saying that they let little kids in the ring and she went up.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because she's a legend. Of course she did.
Yeah, she's on top of something.
Oh, no.
Don't hang from that. Jeez. Oh, my God.
I love how every time we're like, she's not going to do it.
Holy shit.
Oh, my.
That's
oh, they put a thing down.
No. That's fiberglass insulation. that's fiberglass insulation. That's like the worst thing you could land on.
They'll be real itchy. It's the worst way to fall off of stuff.
And that's not like puffy.
They don't ever catch it.
Yeah, dude, whoever's filming never gets it right.
Well, because they're always like, no, don't. That one she's hanging. Wait, go up.
There's just so many of these.
The pink one hanging on the top right. That.
Oh, good Lord.
No way. Come on. No way.
Boom, 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 boom.
She's going to fall into the bushes.
Another terrible angle. All right, maybe it's not that bad, actually.
Man, Daredevil Deb.
It is awesome. That
don't ever change.
This is her thing. She probably, if she has kids, this is actually the other side of the intervention where like she huffs galaxy gas, but she has kids at home.
Well, that's the thing I was going to say, is she doesn't seem like she's like some drunk or stoned weirdo. She just seems like a weirdo.
Yeah, she's just having fun. She holds on for a long time.
Look at her
too.
Fingers, though, dude. She's all fingertips right now. Oh.
It's always further than it seems. Yeah. And she's always fine.
Anyways, yeah.
And her path is always straight down on her back.
I'm addicted, but I'll just do one more.
This no, do a good one. Not milk crates.
Well, this will be bad.
But is she just going to jump?
This could go wrong in so many ways. Dude, look how wobbly those milk crates are. She's asking how I gotta move.
Is that her music? Okay, yeah. I was like, just a mixture of a bunch of songs. All right. No, she did it. All right. I thought she was going to fall. Okay, yeah. Though, that can't be the last one.
Yeah, that's really good.
Need something that looks scary.
Is she just on the back of a truck?
There's one where she swings a rope off of some scaffolding.
She's at Jugtown.
Dude. She thinks she's going to land on that ladder?
Oh, yeah, there's a ladder there.
Is this another one where she just eats shit and it cuts away? The ladder eats shit was crazy.
Well, look at her, they're helping her.
Her belly is scraping against that roofing.
Okay, yeah, no, they helped her on that one. Oh, Daredevil Deb.
All right, Jim, bottom right, 991. Looks like I'm jumping off another bridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
These all have like 500 views. It's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Her falling on that ladder was incredible.
What the fuck? That water doesn't look deep enough.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it never is.
They never catch it,
dude. They always move the camera. It was deeper. Like the water's deeper than I thought.
Look how murky it is.
Is that a TikTok trick? It's like, never show them. They'll keep checking your videos.
Yeah.
Her hair fell off.
Jesus Christ.
She's melting like the RoboCop guy. Ah! Something's wrong with the water.
Daredevil Deb is terrifying.
Yeah, it really Daredevil is. Deb rules.
We're like 2 seconds away from a Sid Vicious leg video. Like, every time.
Yeah,
like,
every single time.
Anytime she lands, it's like he's just going to blow out both her legs.
Well, this is like a, it's like a bit. Like not to go to the obvious thing, but this is like something you'd see in like Idiocracy.
Yeah.
If Idiocracy was made back when like viral videos were a thing, they would have made up like, oh, it's an old woman that jumps off of things.
I really like it though, because the way she does it is wrong.
Yes.
I have
it's never like running and jumping off something where you could momentum out of it. It's like hang and fall.
I don't remember the last time I had such visceral reactions to something.
Dude, when she jumped off that big one the first time, I was like, no way.
That was like a YouTube still, of us being like, whoa.
Well, there's a moment in time where she touched the wings of God, which was 3 seconds hang time. Nothing.
Good Lord.
Kim Gomez, DeVito Penguin. She does kind of have that build.
Yeah.
Play Dampa. Her plot armor is strong.
Yeah. Until she dies and we find out about it like weeks later.
Favorite part of the show.
I don't want the recency bias to be too strong, but Daredevil Deb's hard to top.
Oh, it's
that's
hard
the hardest
to.
I've laughed in a long time because I did not expect her to ever go through with it, and she always did.
Every one of those ended in the way you think couldn't possibly happen, and then but then in a weird way it was worse.
And then you didn't see it.
Yeah.
The only one you saw was the chair.
Got to give it up for Daredevil Deb. You got to give it up for a guy who could be retarded or could be a character. Thank you, Jams, for coming and hanging out. I know we blab a lot, but
Dr.
thanks for hanging.
Too.
Oh, Dr. Pepper guy.
Lazy Eye Drummer.
Oh, Lazy Eye Drummer. Wow.
What a show.
We always forget about things. Jams. I'm sorry, you're going to speak, Jams?
No, he beat me to it. I love that guy's googly eyes. I was fixated on them the entire time.
That was my eyes every time Deb was hanging from something. I was like, whoa!
Did you have a good time, Jams? I know you've hung out with us before, but you got to see the show this time.
I'm incredibly grateful. This is sick. Being a fan for so long, you can only imagine it in the mind's eye. But now I'm here, and I'm queer.
I'm glad. You know what? I'll never get used to it, Jams.
Max in the Twitch chat, we can't forget the Costco guy's Christmas song. Absolutely.
I can because it's just Jingle Bells.
Eric in the YouTube chat, the Quizno Rats or the Strong Monkeys.
Yeah.
The Sponge Monkeys, Straw Monkeys.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper guy, Federer cameo.
Jim discovering the piecemeal Love Left 2.1.
Yes. Yeah, we found the hack of how he's not selling a lot. Surprise, surprise. Not selling a lot of box sets, has to just kind of sell the parts of them. The Brand Dazzler, you guys are the best at duking Feldman. I've seen a lot of dorks, but you guys even do the voices. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. I really,
really
appreciate it.
Corey Feldman's voice.
Ooh, Stacks, I nominate Daredevil Deb for Feldman of the Year.
Oh, and that's official.
That is official.
Daredevil Deb has now officially entered the Feldman of the Year competition.
Now remember, Feldman of the Year is the good one. Feldman of the Year is the bad one.
And Feld Dog of the Year is like a thing that happens.
It's an intangible.
Yeah.
like the rise of the Rizzler. In fact, the rise of the Rizzler could win Feldog, and then the Rizzler himself could win Feldman of the Year.
Very true. Very true.
He could double it up. Speaking of doubling it up, do you want this show, but then another place to find us? Because you can at patreon.com/JimAndThem, where we put all of our extra stuff. And I know what you're thinking. These stupid pieces of shit. These sacks of fucking shit. They're trying to milk me for all I'm worth.
Mike,
no.
That's your negative self-talk.
No, yeah, no. I would never personally think that. But I know out there, there are people that are letting those intrusive thoughts into their heads. And here's the thing. You can join for free. We have a free tier. And yes. It's not one of those free tiers where everyone's telling you get to, like, be a part of a poll and, like, see a vlog post or something. I went through and I handpicked a bunch of our best stuff. Some things that I find to be my favorites, both new and old.
Yes.
So you get a nice, like, idea of a long, broad, vertical slice of what the Patreon is like. You can do that for free. Just be a freetard and you can tell us what you think. If you like it, join. There's all sorts of great stuff on there, which Jim will give you a couple examples of right now.
Yes, we got movie commentaries. We just put up a commentary of the Corey Feldman release, The Birthday, which apparently we may have to rewatch because there's a new fucking remastered, re-longer version.
What's the opposite of boo but isn't yay?
Yes.
Okay, that's not the noise I'm making then.
We also recorded a new Caddy Studs Investigations. That's our true crime podcast. Although there might be a different one that'll be going up. Anyways, we have a true crime podcast done only the way we can do the Caddy Studs. That's right, CSI Caddy Studs Investigations. You can hear that on our Patreon. We also have other shows like Watch This, where we discuss movies that we've been watching. We have fucking Pitchstorming Ain't Easy, Man versus Machine, where we write our own films and put it up against AI ideas. And that's just a little tip of the iceberg, baby. We got more where that came from, all at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
And if somehow that's not enough, you could go to Shows What You Know and get even more. Jim, tell the people about it.
Ooh, yeah. ShowsWhatYouKnow.com. I host a television podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss TV. We've discussed every episode of The Sopranos. We've been doing a weekly show breaking down whatever's been on. The Penguin has been really great. I kind of fucked up our recent recording. I'm debating on if I'm going to put it up or not. My audio's all fucked. I'm going to try to fix
it. Have you ever? So one time when me and Jake were recording and my audio was fucked up, I went back and redubbed everything on my end.
Ooh.
Since I had the audio, I knew I could hear what I was saying, but it sounded bad.
Yeah.
And it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
No one said a word
about
it.
Wow. No one knew.
And so it seemed seamless.
Huh. Huh.
And just record all your audio.
I'm just saying, Jim, if you want to do even more pointless work.
But yes, you can find that at showswhatyouknow.com.
Fantastic. This is where we talk about secret things, because anyone who is a Jim and Them fan knows that we're almost to Thanksgiving. And around Thanksgiving, something special happens. We choose a very specific demographic. And we decide to do something to them. I know that sounds nefarious, but it's actually
the Thanksgiving drinking show.
No, Jeff. No. We're gonna take a very young. Oh, no, that was gonna sound even worse.
Yeah.
Careful, pumpkin right here.
But if you
careful, Dr. Pepper guy's gonna burst through the wall and kick the shit out of you.
But if you're a Jim and Them person, you know what happens next week. Get ready, and if you're not, get ready for maybe the most good cheer you're going to be able to spread all year.
Yes.
In your entire life when you find out what mystery we have under our hat. But before next week, I need to know, Jeff, what's the Las Vegas comedy scene like and why are you the king of it?
Oh, I'm the hottest in the city, mainly because of Gay Trump. Gay Trump's going to get in a lot of traction with the crowds.
Your closer?
No, I throw it right in the beginning. And nice. Then and if things start going bad, I'll bring them back. You just bring them back. You bring the crowd right back. That's what they call being a professional on there. So I'm sure you'll see me on a showcase soon. I do have Roastalmania coming up in January.
Ooh.
On there. So it's a roast battle. But more importantly, watch the new Dan's episode. It made me cry. Mike, are you watching Dan?
No, but I did hear that there's someone that has like a dildo in the shower.
No.
What
the fuck?
Who are you talking about?
That's what I heard.
Dildo in the shower.
Like in the first episode.
No.
Not like a hentai, but just like...
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
I don't remember that.
Jams? Dan Dan Dildo.
Jams, did you watch Dan 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 Dan?
No, but you should definitely check out the Jim and Them Long Boys, please.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't put that much work into it. They're pretty easy. Someone else should make them, too.
How do you find them?
Just search Jim and Them Long Boy on YouTube. The channel name is dumb and long and hard to find. But that brand name works great. Jim and Them Long Boys. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
Fantastic. My endorsement this week is the movie Heretic.
Ooh.
Which Gino did not review because he's a coward. He's afraid to feel fear. But Jim and I, not at the same time, both saw it. And I think it's a really good movie. I think it is a... It's a good premise. It feels, I would say, Shyamalan-esque in some ways, but in a good way.
I could see that. I'm a big fan of Beck and Woods. Those are the guys that wrote and directed it. Not that everything they do is like amazing, but they're out there. They're doing their own thing. They wrote the original Quiet Place.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they wrote that Haunt movie. They also did that... Adam Driver on a Planet of Dinosaurs or whatever.
Oh, shit, yeah.
They just do cool, original stuff, and it gets made, ideas. So good for them.
Wow, I didn't know that's who this was. And then Hugh Grant's in it, and he's just, like, being cool old Hugh Grant. I think he's been, like, good in, like, everything I've seen him in recently. He's got this weird, not like a Keaton-esque revival, but just, like, he's in shit again, but he's doing weird shit, and he's good in all of it. So that is my endorsement, is the movie Heretic. Go see it.
Yes. And shout outs to the people that hung out tonight. People dipped, I think, a little bit for the fight, and they came right back. So I love to see it. Thank you so much for hanging out. And on that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
And we're out.
Word.